coming to you from Rockingham, IPL Radio.
Hello, and we are here. We normally should have Jack, but unfortunately Jack has been not very well today, so we hope he makes a speedy recovery. But we're not alone, because we do have Nicole with us.
Hey, hey, hey!
And we have two very special guests who we connected with recently. And we have Lee and Cody. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
And we're excited to have you. You've just been sharing a bit of your story before we've just jumped on air. Do you want to just share a bit more about how you came to be here today?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, for us, Lee and I, we run the WA NDIS Networking Hub. Lee and I joined the disability sector about 2-3 years ago, and we actually met at a disability expo here in Rockingham, and both were new to the space, didn't really know anyone else in the NDIS, and we're trying to sort of find our feet. So we decided to start catching up for coffee once a month, and we consistently did that for a while. I think it was just Lee and I, and she got a bit sick of me for a little bit there.
I like the fact you're nodding.
Definitely. But, you know, shortly after, more and more people started to come out and connect with us, and sort of fast forward now 2 and a bit years, you know, we have a thriving business. We have about 4,000 members across our Facebook groups. We look after all of Perth in terms of disability providers, and our job is really just connecting providers in the space, and in particular I'd say like really good quality providers. I guess for us, we've always been big on trying to find values driven people that know good services and do a great job supporting participants in the NDIS. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's one of the things with NDIS is that it's a mixed barrel, right? You get some organizations that you can tell have that heart to help their clients, and then some that are just there for the money. And I love the fact that you guys are ethics driven and that you're trying to attract people who are all about the client. I think that's, you know, really important.
I think we talked about it before, but in my experience, I think Lee would nod and agree with this as well, but good people know good people. And I think that's just, you know, not just exclusive to the NDIS. I think that's in life, right? If you're a good person, you have good friends, you know, naturally you seem to gravitate to the same sort of ilk of people. And in the NDIS, we've definitely found that if you can find good quality providers, they know other good quality providers. And for participants, it just means they're going to get the best help and support out there, which is really important.
Because you definitely can tell when you're talking to them who does actually have the good ethics and who is going to. So I can even just ask a few things and then generally know. I'm sure you have the same thing of, okay, yeah, they are going to follow the rules, or no, they're not, you know.
Yeah.
And I think also there's always that talk in the community about, you know, what people can get away with. And but the thing is it's not about that, because it's you're more about long term, you know. So it's not about, like, so when I'm helping people start up businesses for NDIS, and I have to kind of cipher, like, you know, what are they in it for, you know, and why are they? Because otherwise, you know, you can't just you can set them up, but then they're gonna fail. So I love what you guys do. So you can you just remind us, I already know though, but I want to hear it from you guys. So you've got 4 different networking, like, so-called branches, I guess.
Yep.
And I'm like the networking queen, so I know I'm so excited to be meeting you. It was just by chance I actually am here. I'm not supposed to be here, but I'm so excited I am. So did you want to tell us more about where they are and what you do, and are they all the same, and what do people expect when they go there?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're glad we've met you as well, so we're glad that you are here. So I guess we always say Tuesdays are for networking. So on the first 4 Tuesdays of the month, we have our networking events. First Tuesday is Mandurah Rockingham, and it's in Mandurah. Second Tuesday is Canningvale, like the eastern suburbs of Perth. Then we've got the third Tuesday, which is in Lansdowne, which is the northern suburbs. Yeah. And then the fourth Tuesday, and we only just started doing this one this year, in Bunbury in the southwest.
Bunbury.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know the Bunbury one. So are they always at the same spot? Like, so with Lansdowne, whereabouts is it for that one?
So just to make it consistent, it's yep. always at the same spot in all four locations.
Okay.
And it's always at good. The same time.
Okay.
So in Lansdowne, it's at the Lansdowne Farm on Evandale Road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dutch.
Love that one.
We love that too.
Oh, and they make amazing chips. Anyway. Yeah. And they have a nice playground.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, I think we always try to find venues as well where, again, like participants can go. So like Lansdowne Farm is a prime example where we've seen providers now taking participants and support workers there as well, which has been great.
Yes. They actually used to have my sister used to be looked after there. Just behind there, there's like facilities for disabled people, and they used to have this what's that, cock-a-doo-doo, whatever animal that does that, a rooster. And it used to wake my sister up all the time, and she used to complain about it because it just wasn't, she used to be annoyed about it. Yeah. She was only young back then. But Lansdowne is an amazing venue, especially in regards to like that it's got the animals and it's got a play area. It's an enclosed play area as well. So it's, you know, you're able to really supervise children, that one. And then so Canning Vale, I also know that area too. Whereabouts is it there?
It's at the Billabong Church
on Street.
So that is a sensational, beautiful new location. Very accommodating for us. Yeah. And we've actually just grown out of the original room that we're in, and we've gone downstairs into like a cafe type room. And that is a beautiful location.
Whereabouts is that? Sorry, Billabong. But
the Billabong Church.
Uniting Church.
Oh, yeah. I've spoken at that one.
It's
so cool. Yes.
It's a lovely place. And the people that work there.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Fantastic to work with and to deal with.
So they have a player group there, and that's
after school care, I think, for kids and stuff.
I was speaking about toilet training and getting children ready for kindy, so I was like speaking on that topic, which is always a hot topic. And and then what was the other
Mandra?
One Mandra.
So we're so Mandra. Mandra's at Gaimon on Mandra Terrace, and that is a great location as well. It only opened in, I'm going to say, August last year.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've been to there.
Definitely one to put on the list, I think.
Okay.
They do a lot of, so they have a lot of different, like, sort of games there for people to play. So, like, a lot of Dungeons and Dragons and sets up. Yeah. Sell trading cards. And, again, we've seen a lot of our participants through the group starting to go there on weekends or with their support workers as well.
They've got a full kitchen. They've got coffee.
Good coffee too.
Yeah, good coffee. Great coffee.
Yeah, we have Dungeons and Dragons here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And a lot of them have autism as well. Yep. And it's amazing because we have a youth group that do D&D.
Yeah, cool.
And there was one young lad, they had a monster in the game and he tried to kill it straight away.
Yep.
And they were like, actually, this monster is an ally. You know, so it was kind of teaching him, instead of reacting, to actually stand back and think, because although it's a monster, right, and so you think it's a certain thing, it might not be a certain thing. And when they were going through it, I was like, wow, you know, it's a fun kind of way of learning really important life lessons.
Reading that in a book or something like that. Like, what a cool way to really let your mind sort of go loose and go, that's another way to learn.
And they're having fun. Like, you know, you don't want to put them in therapy because then it's boring. You're just talking to a counsellor, right? But when they're doing something like D&D, it's a fun thing. They don't realise that they're actually therapy.
It's fresh in our mind. This probably sounds like a free plug, it probably is, I guess. But it's we've just come in fresh from our meeting yesterday, and we had Aspire and Grow, our sponsor of the month, and they were talking about the different therapy that they provide. And one of the things that they do is they have a golf simulator. And for the exact same thing in terms of, you know, therapy can be, you know, done in so many different ways. Someone that is suffering from mental health can get benefits from simply walking in the park, right? Mm-hmm. So the way that they design it is more thinking about, well, how can we get the right outcomes for people? And for them, a golf simulator, again, allows people to really open up, feel comfortable, feel safe and talk about what's going on. And I think anything that is exploring that world where, again, people feel comfortable and can learn things, can discuss it, like, we should all be trying to step into that space. Yeah, 100%.
I've heard some stories. I don't know exactly whether this is true or not, but how they're using what's it called? VR, I think.
Yep.
Virtual technology.
Yeah, virtual reality.
You know where they have the thing?
Yeah.
On paraplegics. Yep. And they're actually almost feeling like they can walk, you know. So in the game, they're walking kind of thing. And that's actually, and it's like neurodiversity as in plasticine, but like how your mind can change. And so by playing like a VR game and walking, it can actually change, especially for stroke victims, stroke survivors. It can actually make a difference in how their brain operates. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, because Jamin, right, when he was having his medical problems, my son, he had a VR, right? And so it's scary because it's so you get to watch it and it's like a roller coaster and you really think these dinosaurs are coming at you, right? So you're like, whoa. But then there's other games where you can like jump from side to side and miss these tiles and have these what's that saber something?
Lightsaber?
Yeah, that's it. Star Wars. Was like exercising but not knowing and then he was able to like move around because his body was just like not working properly with his muscles and that. Now he's fine, praise God. But it was just amazing how much he would be able to do in that capacity as opposed to not being able to walk, you know, very much, but being able to still exercise. It was so exciting and amazing.
But isn't
VR is fun.
I was going to say, like, isn't it just amazing how technology can change that, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of companies as well. I've seen a lot of people do work with, you know, phobias and things as well. So people have...
This one had sharks. I felt like this shark was going to, like, eat me.
Yeah.
And my children thought it was funny. I was freaking out.
Maybe that's on the other side of it, right? But, like, you think of that if you feel really uncomfortable in a certain setting or something really triggers you, like what a safe way for you to be able to build your, you know, I guess a tolerance, for lack of a better word, in terms of actually understanding your phobia and what can be done. So I think it's just amazing where technology can take challenges like that, and VR is such a great example.
Absolutely. Just want to get back to the
we could talk for hours.
We could.
Because we're going to do an expo, right? And that's what I'm excited about.
Tell us about the expo.
We're very excited about the expo. So ultimately, WNDS Networking Hub is really, you know, we bring businesses together. Mm-hmm. And we do get feedback from our members and we listen to it, you know,
as much
take
as we can,
on what, as much as we can. A lot of our members have said to us, okay, so you're doing the B2B, business to business, so what about the participants? So we have decided, so Rockingham is our backyard, so we thought Rockingham would be a great place to start. And we decided to launch our expo, Disability Expo, in Rockingham on the 25th of September.
Just over a month ago.
It is a Wednesday and it is through school holidays. And we've done that, and the reason we've done that is really to engage a bigger part of the community. It is a free event for people to come along. You do need to register, so you need to register and grab a ticket, a free ticket. And there's going to be 30 store holders. It's going to be jam-packed. Did you want to say what?
Well, yeah, I think this is going to be a lot happening there, right? So again, you know, using the power of the network that we have, like we spoke about before, we have a lot of good quality providers that we know. So we focused on sort of bringing them into one location, so that if you are a participant and you need a new support worker, you're looking for different therapy providers. Again, it's kind of a one-stop shop for all of that. Awesome. We're really lucky as well. Some of the sponsors that we have for our events, so we have two.
We've been overwhelmed by sensational businesses.
Really, yeah.
Really looking to support us.
Yeah. And like I say little things, but like some amazing work. So like Shift Care, who are a really massive organisation, but do a lot of great work in the community. And also 24/7 Plan Management, who's at Bailey, the local sort of guru down here as well. But like they've put on the ability for the first 200 people to get a free sausage sizzle and a free coffee just for attending the expo.
Wow.
So again,
we're down there.
There's 198 left.
It'll take a lot to convince us, you know.
But yeah, so again, it's just a real great way for us to be able to put something on where there's great people, there's great information. We want to be able to, I guess, you know, give back to the community and let them know what's out there, but equally do it in a fun way as well. So again, we've got so many different stallholders that add so much, and sort of, you know, tackle different parts of the NDIS, which is important.
Yeah.
Do you want to shout out to any other sponsors that helped?
Thank you. Yeah, we got a few. So like I said, I mentioned Shift Care and also 24/7 Plan Management, and those two have really done a lot in terms of, like I said, providing some of that sort of free stuff for participants. One other one that I'll call out is Limitless. So the director of Limitless, Rochelle, who's a good friend of both of ours, does a lot of work to support our community. She's organised to have an entertainer there, so Rosie O Entertainment. So doing the balloon.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Give
something for the kids to do. Absolutely.
And then we've got some major sponsors as well.
Yeah, we've got major sponsors, which we are very excited about. So we've got Concentric.
Yep.
So there's Emily from Concentric. She's going to come along. They are a national company and they've got a very big presence here in WA.
Yeah, they do Adelaide Health, so a lot of speech pathology, OT, that sort of stuff. And I think for us, why we connected with them is they don't just do the therapy, they do a lot of different things. They presented recently on their Fairy Dust Fund, which I found really cool. So they empower their therapists to have their own sort of little budget that they can reinvest to help their participants and their families. So whether it was sending some people to the Olympics, they've been doing different things around supporting, you know, mums and dads that go through the other side of the NDIS as well, so they're a really big supporter of ours.
And then, we've got Anathan, Judy, so they work in the community as well. They work between WA and New South Wales. They've got quite a big presence and they're only growing here within WA as well. So we very much appreciate them and everything they do for us, and they're big supporters of not only our expo but also our networking hub and our networking gatherings.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this place. Like, I want to go there now. That's so awesome.
Yeah, and we're quite lucky as well. Probably the last thing we should mention, but we also do have our own full-time jobs as well in the NDIS. So for myself...
Are you allowed to give those a plug where you're working at the moment?
Yeah. We definitely
just 1 minute. Did they know you're here or have you just taken a sickie today?
Do.
We don't want to get you into trouble.
No, definitely not.
And I'm so excited that that's happening too.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what's great about the NDIS. You know, like we spoke about before, you don't know who you're going to meet and where your paths can sort of be intertwined. And for me, I'm very lucky. So I work for Plan Partners. So Plan Partners is one of the largest plan managers in the NDIS. But for me, again, you know, just because they're a big company doesn't mean they just think like a big company. It's been really nice to work for someone that's really like small-minded and community-focused. And I don't know, there's so many different plan managers out there. I'm sure your listeners would understand that from an NDIS point of view, but I guess from Plan Partners' point of difference, I think, like I said, it's just really, even though being big, thinking small and really supporting local participants. And one of the things that we do, and again, I just love talking about it, but with Plan Partners and plan management, if it's how you have your plan managed, one of the things that we do is we allow service agreements to basically quarantine funds. So we talked before about there are some, you know, unfortunately some really poor providers out there. So for some that are doing the wrong thing and really taking advantage of participants. So one of the ways that we, I guess, you know, prevent that by having a service agreement in place, it means that we can go, no, these funds are there for that therapy or that provider, that service, and that's all they can be used for. Yeah. So that for me has been one of the reasons why I've really enjoyed my time at Plan Partners. And again, they're a big sponsor of the expo and Cosby Care as well for you.
Yeah, and I work for core business, Cosby Care. I'm reasonably new to Cosby Care, but we do support work. We do provide, you know, help with participants out in the community, in home, life skills, you know, catching the bus, all those kind of things.
Cooking, budgeting.
All the stuff that people need to know, but they need a bit of help with, and that's us, and that's what we are providing. We are looking at the moment for staff, so we are looking for support workers. Anyone out there?
What kind of things are you looking for in a support worker?
So I guess support worker is the face of the business, really. They're the first point of call. So we need people that align to our values. We need people who are very caring. You don't even necessarily have to have support working experience. You have to have the right, the thoughts and you have to be the caring, understanding, passionate person. Certificates and whatnot, they're great, but we're really looking for the people to be able to provide the support to our participants.
And I think as well, for me, like obviously I work closely with Lee, you know, with Cosby Care and everything else. And one thing that I like that you do that not every core provider does as well is like you'll go out and actually match the participant to the support worker that you have as well. So it's not just, okay, this is the person that we have free and available, they're going to come and help you. It's, okay, well, what are you into? What are some of the challenges that you face? And then Lee and the team then go, okay, well, this is the perfect support worker for you. And I think that's a big difference for you guys.
And at the moment, like I'm meeting all of our participants face-to-face, especially on their first interaction with us. So I'm going out to actually meet them rather than just leaving it to, you know, whoever in our, you know, staff. So,
I think that's really matters that you do that because, like, they're not just a piece of paper that you're reading about, you know, and everything, like, what they're trying to achieve and even having the conversation with them because they're limited to what they've already been thinking or been exposed to. So just you know, brainstorming with them what they really want and listening to them, obviously, because that's what it's about.
It's amazing when you start having a conversation with someone and they think that this is what they want, and you start conversing about different things, and they're like, actually, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
Mm. And I never thought about that before. And it's like, okay, well let's think about that. Let's start putting some notes down and
big time.
And the thing is what's so amazing about it as well, like, because you know that with your connections and that, you really can make it happen.
Yes.
So it's not just like da 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 da. It's like, okay, well, let's get on and do this. Yep. And then they're like, hang on, what? Like, whoa, you know? And then so I have that with people, and they're like, oh, I can do that. Okay. Yeah. And then what else we're doing? Oh, we're doing that. Yes, I can do that as well. And it's like, you just get on with it, you know? Yeah.
And it's really empowering, isn't it? As well, to identify. Yeah. You know, and like, for when Jack first approached us, right, he came in and he was like, his kind of head was bowed, and he was like, I like music, I like what you do, do you have any place for me, you know? And he was really like humble when he came in, and we gave him like a co-spot, so he was co-hosting with someone else, and then he regressed and he ended up having his own show. But, you know, just because he had a support worker who said, there's this new radio station and they work with people with disabilities, why don't you try them? If he hadn't have had that support worker, he never would have come in off his own.
Just the other day, remember we had someone else come in? Remember when we were interviewing him on Monday?
So we have this one guy who is amazing, right? He comes in like two or three times a week, and he brings his clients because he knows his clients love it here.
Yeah.
And so he was talking with his new client, and he mentioned, because he likes music, he mentioned, why don't you come here? So he came in, and we were doing an interview at the time, you know, so we kind of had to like... okay, see you later, you know. So he came out, they played pool for a while, and then when our interview finished, we brought him in and we did an on-air interview with him.
Oh, how good.
And he was so wrapped, like, he's coming back next week. It's so nice to see how excited they are.
It was like a dream came true for him, and he was like so excited that he got to do it, right? And then I was like, okay, so if people are not sure about whether they should do it or not, what could you encourage them with? And then he gave them encouragement, you know, to actually just do it. Mm. It's so cute to watch.
It's so cool that you guys provided that place for people 100%. To come along and to be a part of this, because this really is that cool.
Right? And it's even cooler if you sit in this chair. You choose who to, you know, we'll take your mic down for a little bit.
Yes, I did let Tris drive today.
How nice of you. But it's really cool when you get someone in this chair and they get over their first show and they're a bag of nerves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when they get out and they were, wow, it went so quick. Because often people, like, we had one in the other day who said, 3 hours is a long time. Am I really going to be able to feel 3 hours? Yeah, you can. You can, because, you know, you're playing music half the time as well. So you've got an hour and a half of talking.
How you had to not interrupt us, but that interview on Monday, I think we were talking to Megan for an hour and a half. She was in the US and we were having an interview. So, time just goes.
Yeah, so we weren't talking for an hour and 15, and she probably could have gone for longer. But we were like, there's other people.
When you're talking about your passion, and WNS so Networking Hub is our passion, we could actually talk for hours.
And we can see that. You know, it's so cool to have you guys in, because it's obvious. You're not doing this because you want extra money. No. You know, you're doing this because you actually care about what you're doing, and that's really cool.
And I think that's where it came from. It came from a place of... we needed to connect with people, but we also wanted to bring people in together to connect with each other. We can then provide our participants with the best service. And within our networking hub, and I was saying it before, that not only is it a place to meet other service providers, but if you constantly come to networking, you get to build a relationship, and you get to build even, you know, almost a friendship with people. So then when you are referring your participant, who, you know, you really need to look after and you want to look after, you have the confidence to refer to your network, those people.
Definitely.
But I just want to talk to you about the expo.
Yes, that was my next thing, right? Because it's really important we talk about the expo.
Yeah.
So can you just take us through, you know, you said you had 30 stallholders, right? Yep. So I'm guessing they're not all plan managers. So do you want to take us through what kind of businesses they are?
Definitely not all plan managers. No one would come. I think, you know, if shout out to any plan managers listening, we do a great job, but equally it's a boring job. It's kind of like doing your tax as well. So it's no one loves doing that.
We've got three plan managers coming along.
I think three's enough. So we've got plant managers. As we mentioned, we've got core providers as well, so your support workers, that sort of stuff. Yeah, one of those examples. Yes. We've got, like we said, therapy. So again, we mentioned Concentric was one of those. We have different sort of training organisations as well. So again, another close friend for us is Rosie Disability Services. So Emily's doing a great job out there and created a new brand recently. She does a lot of work, not only in the support coordination space, but also does a lot of training for different organisations as well, which is great. Cool. So it's always good to know who's out there and how you can upskill.
Yeah. Is that nationally accredited or is that not?
It's a great...
An RTO, a registered training organisation?
I don't believe so as such. I think it's
like
probably
manual handling or something like that? Or
no, more disability specific, but I think it's a great opportunity for us to connect you with Emily so she can tell you more about her business.
Cool. Yeah,
let's do that.
I have lots of questions.
Or come to
She's a connector, right?
She is. I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing it.
And she would love to come here, I'm sure.
Yeah, she definitely would.
But we've got companies like Dateability. They do programs for... not only learning how to date, but just building relationships with people, building friendships, and they do programs on that. We've got Queens of Clutter coming in, and they are really, really cool.
They do a great job.
We've got counsellors coming along. We've got support coordinators.
We've even got the City of Rockingham as well coming down, which is great. So it's awesome.
Do you have NDIS themselves? Like, do you have a relationship with them?
TBC on this, but we are hoping to have one of the NDIS communities, so the APM group, come down as well.
Yeah. So we're just waiting to hear back from them. So
yeah, but we've got a table waiting for them, so if you're listening, hopefully they can confirm for us.
We'll send the link to them, come on, guys.
Definitely, but that's the thing, we want to partner with really good quality organisations in the space. Yeah. And again, the City of Rockingham have been really, fantastic to deal with.
Do you have, disability employment providers as well?
We've been trying to get some, haven't we?
I used to work in that space, that's why I kind of mentioned it. Because that's really important.
We've got Finders Keepers.
We do.
Finders Keepers are coming.
Okay, yeah.
So they're a really good local.
They're a local services area as well, and they're really cool.
Have you looked at thinking of at work? There's a lady called Erin. She's amazing. I should connect you with her.
Please.
Because anyway, okay, keep going. Yeah.
So one quick question before we start talking too much about the expo. Yeah. Do you have space for more people?
Oof.
Well, funnily enough, we got booked out really, really fast, and we do have an extensive wait list.
Okay.
So the thing about that is we are now in the process of planning our Northern Suburbs Expo for November.
Mm.
So, I don't want to take it away from the Rockingham one because that's really where all our focus is on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We have got a register of interest for the Northern Suburbs Expo. And that list is filling up very fast as well. So there's, there is a real call for these community expos and providing this free community event.
Yeah, and I think in terms of how we went out to our groups as well, one of the things, again, we go back to how we started from these consistent networking groups. We wanted to reward our members that come consistently as well, and the ones that really have supported us over
time. They get precedence, right?
Well, yeah, they were the first to know. Again, we really wanted to make sure that they knew about it. So we
spoke about it at our networking Tuesday events. And really after the first...
First one,
but the first two we pretty much booked out.
With the Joondalup one, we did an interview with a guy late last year, I think, who runs his own NDIS thing up in Joondalup. He's in the business development area.
Okay.
And he's got a really interesting story. So he, I think he's autistic himself.
Yep.
And he was seeing so many people kind of get rorted by the system, if that's a word. We were talking about words rorted. Is that a word?
Rorted's a word.
Rorted a word? I don't know. Ripped off, right? And so he kind of became an NDIS provider himself. So he does gardening and cleaning and stuff that. He's very passionate a guy about doing the right thing.
And then all of those sort of people are the ones that we want to meet with and connect with and display. I think
everyone needs a gardener. They're in high demand yeah. at the moment, like gardeners and cleaners and maintenance people. Yeah. So,
and I think
we want to connect with him.
Yeah. And I think any business, you know, has its own origin story, right? But I think broadly speaking, the ones that come from a place of I've seen something bad, I don't like that, and I know a much better way to do it, or there's a, you know, there's a good way to do it. I think they're always super passionate. Like Lee said, those are the kind of people that again can go, well, that's not okay. That's not what it should be. It should be this quality or this standard instead. They're always great businesses to work with.
So how can people get more information about the expo? Like, do you have a Facebook page, events page, or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, you are talking to the unproclaimed self IT guy. Yeah. So Lee has.
You're in charge of all the websites, right?
I can only just turn a computer on, maybe, if it's going on.
With some chaperoning, So that's something I fumbled my way through. But yeah, we do have a website. So it's a long one. So you have to bear with me. But it's obviously www.wandisnetworkinghub.com.au. So that is our website. And obviously you can Google that. You can also just find us on Facebook and find the groups that way as well. On our website itself, it has all the information, A, on our Tuesday catch-ups, so how to find where they are, when the next one is, how to get those tickets.
And you've got separate groups as well on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So you've got...
They match the areas that we meet in.
So I think I've joined the Rockingham Mandra one, perfect. But I don't think I'm in the other one. So
I am. Now I am. Because I gave him my phone and said, here, find yourself.
This is what happens when that's you give me
what
your
I
phone.
Do. Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's a good thing on the groups. Like, again, we didn't just want people to be there, be in the group, but then not be able to actually help anyone. Yeah. So, like we say to people, if you don't look after, if you don't go in the northern suburbs of Perth, don't join that group. Like, we want people in the groups that actually can make a difference and actually help there and then. So,
but it's, you get what you put in as well, don't you? So, you know, I've been into groups where, you know, I'm not really engaged and I don't get anything from it.
Yep.
But then other groups, I'm quite active and, you know, you get the comments and you get the conversations. People really need to engage more, right?
Big time. And we talk about that a lot. Like, our Tuesday meetings are great and it's such a great time to meet people and stuff. But if you only wait for that first Tuesday, whatever Tuesday in the month, you're missing out on so much activity throughout the rest of the month. That's why the groups do exist. So you can post not only what your business offers and hopefully why it's different, but equally if you need help, like you mentioned before, you know, you need a gardener in this area or you're looking for a connection for this. Again, that's the power of the group. And one of the many things I love about our community is people want to help other people. Yeah. So they'll go, oh, I know a great person that can do this, or I know someone that can help you with that.
Yeah. And then on our, we've also got our LinkedIn. So for any businesses out there that are on LinkedIn, we'd love to you to connect with us, and we'd love to connect with you.
Can you just go through your both, like your full names? Are you both on
absolutely.
LinkedIn?
So I'm Lee Hunter.
Yep. And I'm Cody Thompson. And then we also have then the WANDIS Networking Hub page as well.
Yeah.
So we can be found on all three. Yeah.
So is that on LinkedIn, the hub?
Yep.
It is.
Cool.
And are you on Instagram as well, or TikTok? Have you actually gone into the TikTok? I honestly think, like, because we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and we have way, way, way more engagement on TikTok.
Yeah, wow.
We put an advert out last year, and we got 100,000 hits.
Wow.
If we did the same on Facebook, we'd probably get like 50.
Yep.
You know, just TikTok is way better at showing people posts.
Definitely. Well, especially
with
my
age, I don't really understand it, so we'll leave that to Cody.
Well, it's funny. So, Instagram as well. I'm not an Instagram believer, if I'm honest. And if my wife is listening, she's always telling me to re-download it. I have an account. I never use it. And she's always sending me videos that I can't watch. But we should have Instagram. We don't yet. And I think, TikTok's the other one. Like you said, I started a very funny account, very separate. It's called, if anyone's out there listening, Dad's Money Hacks. But it was the same thing. Cool. It was just from an idea, and it created and very quickly grew to, I think I've got, I don't know, 5,000 followers. I don't use it anymore. I haven't done it for a long time. But to your point, it really cuts through, and, you know, people are really interested more in that sort of bite-sized, easy-to-consume content.
And also we just get lots more comments. It's not just the hits as well. You know, people, especially if you pose a question on there.
Yeah.
And like TikTok, because it used to be the dance one, and then it morphed into TikTok.
Yep.
So my daughter was like, she's 15 next week.
Yeah.
No, sorry, 14. What am I doing? I'm just adding years. Been a few hope she's not rough weeks. Yeah. She's 14 next week. And she's like a TikTok aficionado, right? But like all the programs, all the things that she watched on TikTok are all like dancing, right?
Yes.
Because it used to be a dance thing years ago.
Yeah.
but I've noticed because same like Facebook, it changes the algorithm.
Yeah.
So what she watches, what it puts in front of her is the kind of content she watches.
Very true.
Well, for me, I get a lot of like stand-up comedians and I'll get mental health stuff because that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And I'm really shocked at how many people like from my generation that are into TikTok now, yeah. and like professionals that are using it, not like doing the dance because that's still the teenage thing, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, like you get stand-up comedians who just have like a 1 minute joke or something,
yeah, yeah.
and then you go, "Wow, I really like that," and then you follow them, and you know, you become fans.
Yeah.
So it's a really good way of getting your message out there.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
Mm. You don't have to do the dancing, although, you know.
I'll leave the dancing to Lee, that's fine.
Yeah.
But no, hopefully by the next time, if maybe, we're back here, we'll
maybe
have
when you do the expo, you should do like Macarena or something around.
Yeah.
Film that on TikTok. That would be pretty crazy.
Really, look, you're coming. Maybe for us.
There might be footage. Maybe we'll lead it.
You know, macaroni.
Yeah.
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, so.
But on our website, you can grab your ticket. It's through
Humanitics.
Humanitics.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's another word. Cool. I don't know whether I can say or not. yeah. So you can grab your ticket. So you do have to register for the event as a community member. But it is a free, so it's a free day out. So school holidays, bring your kids.
Can you rock up on the day though, or do you have to have like the ticket?
For the expo itself, we'll definitely be able to help people when they can, because it's a free event. We can help them organise to get the ticket and do it there and then. So that's fine.
Yep.
For our Tuesday events, because we have like room capacity at certain venues and different things, we do require to have a ticket in advance.
Yep.
The way that we do it, so again, the way that our business sort of operates is we have a yearly membership. So for business members that want to be a part of it, it's $49 for 12 months. So we think it's really affordable.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So basically 80% of our total tickets go to members. So members have the best chance to get tickets.
Yeah.
So that's one of the main reasons people become a member. One of the other things that we have and what we've created is a database. So for each of our groups, so Rocky, Amandra, Amada, all of those, it's anybody in our groups can enter the database, but only our paid members have access to the database. But it means, for example, if you're looking for a gardener like we keep talking about, or a cleaner or a support coordinator, an OT, you can, if you're a member, pull that up really quickly. And our database is nearly at 1,000 entries. So in terms of WA providers, I would say it's arguably one of the most extensive out there.
Mm.
And again, $49 for a year means you can keep coming to these events, you get access to that database.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So
and you've probably met that person at a networking event, and maybe you've just forgot, what's their name? What's their business called? Oh, I know, I'll Google Gardner in Joondalup.
Yeah, because when you posted your photos of the last one, you know, that we were hoping to get to, there was a few people there that I recognised. I was like, yeah, you're there. And it makes it a lot easier when you go to a new group where you know someone, I think.
100%, yeah. And that, going back to it, but that's, so I guess the membership part is the where most of the tickets go for our events.
Mm.
We then have 10 free tickets every single event that we do. So obviously, like I said, the expo is completely free for everybody.
Mm.
But for our Tuesday events, we have 10 free tickets to encourage new members to come and trial it out for the first time, see what it's like. And then lastly, we have $10 tickets for anyone that wants to come on the day if those free tickets are sold out.
Yeah.
But that just helps us manage the capacity side of things. But again, going back to it, we just want to reward the members that, you know, sort of reward us with their support.
Mm. That's a cool
business model. Mm, I'm very impressed with that.
Definitely.
Awesome. Okay, so I guess just kind of wrapping up, if someone was thinking about joining one of your groups or coming to the expo, what would you say?
Look, for me, please do.
We'll get both of you, all right?
Yeah. Look, I think for me, firstly, like Lee said, please, we absolutely welcome that. I think from the provider point of view, like we see it a lot, and we talked about connecting with the right providers before. If your goal is just to get referrals and grow your business, we're probably not the networking group for you. What we really try and pride ourselves on is really being values driven and really connecting with the right people in the space.
Mm.
And from there, absolutely things like referrals and connections will come of it.
Mm.
But I think if it's your sole focus, that's certainly not what we're about. Mm. Really about sort of driving that community aspect. And then as a byproduct, absolutely, that's what happens. I would encourage them to jump on our website. That's where most of the information is for everything that we do, our events, you know, about us, all of that sort of stuff. And then lastly as well, like you said, the Facebook groups. I think it's just a great way to get started and get to know who's in the community as well.
Cool.
I didn't leave anything left for you, sorry.
No. Do you have like a parting comment about the expo or about your groups?
I think, so I was saying before, Tuesdays is for networking, and we kind of try and put that out there for everyone. Tuesdays is for networking. A lot of our members actually do keep Tuesdays free to actually come to our groups and do their networking. They organise meetings before and after the groups. So Tuesdays is for networking, but it's also networking is an investment in your business as well. So for any business owners out there, it's literally costing you nothing to actually network. Mm. And we, you know, if you work in business development and you've got KPIs or, you know, things like that, we're actually bringing all these businesses to one place. Yeah. So rather than you driving all over the metro or wherever you need to drive in the week, you can come to one place and you can meet up to 40 service providers. Mm. Yesterday at our event in Canning Vale, we had 40 people. So
yeah,
we're bringing them there for you to actually network with.
Yeah, and I think just to finish on that, but like, you know, I hate to say the word buy, but like people buy from people. Mm. You know, we mentioned before I'm a plan partners, we're a plan manager. There's 1,500 plan managers in Australia. So as much as we all like to say that we do things differently, ultimately we're all doing a very similar job. Mm. So again, I've always found whether it's through plan partners or any business, you know, you build a connection with the person in sort of behind the brand. Yep. So I think that only comes across in networking and genuine sort of connection. So, you know, again, if you want people to trust you and add you to their recommended list, or again, sort of, you know, be speaking and spruiking your brand, they need to get to know the person, not just the business.
And I think we're happy to connect with anyone. So anyone out there that's listening that is really interested, please, wants to come to a networking event, reach out. And, you know, everyone who wants to come to our expo, please jump on, grab yourself a ticket, register for the event and come along. It's going to be awesome.
Well, we were there. So, you know, it's going to be doubly awesome, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, it's really cool because, like you said, it's bringing those people together, not just average people, but people that are values driven. So there's going to be a lot of like good people in that room. Yeah. So exciting. Now, you chose the next song.
Lee chose the next song.
Yep.
Really that, specify that.
That means you don't like this song, right?
I don't know if it was in my top. 1, 3, 10, 50.
I'm a 70s baby, but this is an 80s song.
It's okay.
Cody's a little bit.
A 90s baby. but that's okay. That's all right.
Look, I like the kind of meaning behind this song.
It kind of
fits in with what you guys are about. Yes. So do you just want to share what the song is and why you picked it?
Well, I love this song. And I love this song. And it goes back to my daughter. She's a singer. She loves singing and performing. And she's my child, I know, but in my opinion, she has a sensational voice and she does singing lessons and she's into theatre and all of that kind of stuff. She sings this song beautifully. Mm. Also, I'm a 70s baby, a late 70s baby, and so this is an 80s song. So Cyndi Lauper, and who doesn't love Cyndi Lauper? True Colours, and I think True Colours is a song, I don't know, it's very impactful.
Cool. Thanks so much for coming. We really appreciate it. We are sorry that we weren't Jack because...
but I'm happy I'm here. Sorry, Jack.
But maybe we can connect you guys with Jack another time.
Yeah. And we've heard great things about the rock star, so we'd love to connect with him at some
he
point.
He is a legend in his own lunchtime. Yeah. He really is.
Got a lot to live up to, Jack.
No pressure on
no
him,
pressure,
right?
No pressure.
Okay, so this is Cyndi Lauper, True Colours, and we'll be back after this.